Welcome to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast, CEO of Larger in Life, the greatest coaching company in the world, once weighing over 400 pounds and now have lost over 200 pounds, living larger in life. We're going to talk about on this podcast, overcoming, doing things that people would say is impossible, and give you the tools to transformation. So let's get fired up and get pumped on life. Let's go. All right, welcome back to the Bruce Pitcher Podcast. I'm here with my co-host Corey Efi Seuli.
Yo, yo.
And we're happy to be here, and we're really looking forward to continuing to do these, and I'm very grateful for, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for, there is so much to be grateful for. I'm grateful for just, like, the loyalty of people in my life, and I'm grateful for the people that gave up on LTL, you know, and
the fuel, the fire.
Yeah, the fuel, the fire. So I'm grateful for those freaking losers that gave up on us, and we continue to fight the fight.
I like it. I'm grateful for mothers. This past weekend was Mother's Day.
Oh yeah,
pretty straightforward. Grateful for my wife. She's an awesome mom.
Yeah.
Grateful for my mom. And actually, I mean, I have a few moms in my life just because of the way I was born or raised. But yeah, that's what I'm grateful for.
That's simple. Awesome. Simple. I don't really have any gym etiquette at this time.
Dude, I don't have any gym etiquette, but I will say.
Dude, EOS is finally open,
by the way.
And which is packed.
Which I love because LA is not packed.
That is awesome. Okay.
Ever.
Good to know.
So, like, dude, I've gone a few.
So you think a lot of people have left?
A lot of people have left.
Dude, then I'm going to that one.
A lot of people have left.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, actually, because I went Saturday morning, like, prime time at, like, 8:30, bro.
Oh, that's great news.
There's people there, but it wasn't busy. This morning I went at 8 o'clock, wasn't busy.
Dude, when I drove by EOS just barely, it was packed.
Dude, anytime I drive there throughout the day from 7 a.m. to basically noon, it's packed. And then at night from like 3 o'clock on, it's packed.
Me and you, I know, thought about making the switch, but I don't think we will now.
Oh, dude. After seeing EOS every time I go by, no more.
No.
Staying at LA Fitness because I feel like, especially now, this sounds so funny, dude. This is how you know you're getting older. We're getting older, but like, I feel like the younger crowd, I mean, I'm only going to be 40, but the younger crowd is all at EOS. And so a lot of that younger crowd is over there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see hardly any high school kids at LA Fitness anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that crap. And it's just cheaper at EOS. I mean, so.
You probably got a lot of, I wonder if you got more cameras over there, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Influencers.
For sure.
Fitness influencers.
If you want to call them that. Fitness losers.
Which I think will segue right into what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, why not, you know? So I just kind of want to talk a little bit about, like, I'm not trying to be controversial or whatever, but this is my podcast, so I'll say whatever the hell I want to say.
Yeah, speak the truth.
And, you know, and there's a lot of, like, the shots and all these things that come out, and people, like, get on social media, and they like to sugarcoat it, and they're like, it's a semaglutide, and give all these facts, and all it basically is.
You're talking, like, semaglutide, Mounjaro.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Ozempic, like, all that, all the shots.
At the end of the day, it's a hunger blocker. Like, that's what it does, and it does a great job. But what really, really fires me up is, like, some of these people that have had massive weight loss, and then they've gained the weight back, and they're struggling and whatever else, and they get on it, and they're doing it, and then they all of a sudden, they're showing back up on social media, like, hey, I think I want to show up my account again, and it's like, dude, shut up, bro. Like, you know, and then all of a sudden, I have no problem with that. But where I get a problem is, like, where they're saying, like, oh, hey, I've teamed with this company. You can get $50 off. It's like, are you freaking kidding me, dude? Like, that's just where it's like, it's a sellout, in my opinion. And maybe, and this is strictly just my opinion. And I just think it's just like a joke because it's like, you know what? You've completely just wavered from one time when you used to be really successful, where you've lost a lot of weight, where you talked about mindset.
The OG way.
Yeah, the importance of it all. And, dude, I love to compare things to sports, but basically it's like taking steroids in sports. It's a performance-enhancing drug for transformation, for you to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? When people take steroids in baseball or football or anything like that and they bring up their careers, it's always a little tainted. So you know what? If you're taking the shot or any of that kind of stuff, you're kind of tainted in your transformation of like where, like, of like you talking about it. You might be successful. Like Alex Rodriguez is still a very successful baseball player. He hit a lot of home runs, but at the end of the day, we all know that when we see him, we think what? Yeah, he hit a lot of home runs, but he also took steroids. When
Lance Armstrong,
we still Barry Bonds. It doesn't mean that these people don't work hard either. So that's what else I want to say. It's not like they're not going to put in the time. They're not going to put in the work, but it's in the version of transformation. It's a performance enhancing drug. They can say whatever they want to say about like, yeah, it solves my cravings and everything else. Yeah, same thing with steroids. It helped that person be able to get their hand-eye coordination a little bit better. It does, believe it or not. They're stronger, everything else. It doesn't take away the ability, but it takes you to the next level to be able to do what you want to do, and great. But don't come out and say, like, I've never seen anybody take steroids and say, like, hey, get 50% off on this thing and you'll be able to boost your bench up from 350 to 400. You know what I mean? Nobody says that. You know, and it's just, so it's the same thing with this bullshit. And it's just like, I just want people to know there's hope and you can do it the old school way. And I hear people, oh, it stops me from the snacking and everything else. That's great. But you need to also say like, man, I haven't been able to be like disciplined enough to do it, to not do the snacking, not do what I'm supposed to. Like, you know what is right and what is wrong to put in your mouth. Like, and you know, the mindset stuff goes a lot further than any of this, than anything that you're going to put in your body. Like you're gonna literally, the only thing is why I don't do it is because like my belief of like who I would be, I'd be like, man, would I be able to do this if I didn't take that? Then I wouldn't, I don't want that. I don't want that in the back of my mind. You know what I mean? Cause I don't want to know, am I good enough? Am I disciplined enough? Can I really go to a place where I want to go if I'm, you know, if I didn't have this, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? And I just want people to know that's, it's great and all, and it's going to be great for your weight loss and it's going to be great for your number, but where it's not going to be, it's not going to help is it's not going to build a massive belief that all of a sudden you're unstoppable, that you can do extraordinary things. And that, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, you know, like you can feel great physically and everything else, but it's mentally not going to put you in a place that's like, oh, I'll be able to go try hard things. I'll be able to go do like the 4x48 or jump into a CrossFit competition or something like that. I'm just using physical things, but that's all I'm saying, right? Is like, it's not going to catapult you to really what true transformation is all about. But people are so fixated about a scale, so fixated about getting these quick results and all this stuff. And then they're promoting it and saying a discount and everything else. And we're out here busting our asses of coaches and LTL and trying to preach about like what it really is about and extraordinary things and people achieving things that they never thought were possible. That's not going to achieve your possible. That's not going to make you the happiest you've ever been. Yeah, it's going to give you for just a glimmer of a hope of like, man, yeah, I've made this number and everything else, and now I feel like this. And then, but then you're not keeping up with your protein because you're not as hungry, so you don't eat as much as you should be. All that stuff's going to catch up to you eventually, and you got to be able to do that. So that's what I'm saying about that. When he's on here saying all this crap about it, and he's so happy with the scale moving down, because he's all like, oh, first 2 weeks, I love the results that I'm getting. Dude, yeah, of course you do. But that's not, like, if I'm watching that, that doesn't inspire me. That doesn't inspire me. And then they're doing, like, Q&As, ask me about my journey. Yeah, I just cheat. I know that sounds so bad, but it's like, I'm going to ask Alex Rodriguez, hey, tell me about how you hit all those home runs. Well, my most successful season, I was juicing that whole year.
So let me ask you a question, because I respect your opinion. So what would be the difference if he just came, this person, specific individual, because obviously this, you're triggered by this, which is awesome because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Not triggered, but that you're speaking your truth and you're raw and unreal, or sorry, uncut, real and uncut. And I love that about you. Would it be different if a certain individual came out and was just like, yeah, I take Ozempic on a regular and this is how I'm losing weight. And that's it.
Yeah.
So you have a problem with the whole, I'm taking Ozempic. You can be like me too. If you use my code, get whatever percentage off.
Yeah. Cause I don't got a problem, because if it does bring you happiness, like which it will do, cause you'll see the scale move, you physically will be able to do. I just want you to know that also you need the mindset piece to go hand in hand.
Do you feel like this could be like, let's say some of your people, do you feel like it could be a supplement to whatever you're doing?
100%. 100%. No question. Because I have some people that I work with that do it, and they do it the right way. They're working hard, and I've seen their life completely change. But they're not out there saying like, hey, I've teamed up with this and here's my results for the week. Like, That come on, man. And but are you really changing the habits? Like, are people that you got to ask yourself, like,
what about
if
what
I'm
about,
taking it? Am I still eating like shit? But I just eat less. Like, that's still you can get diabetes and stuff if you're just eating less of the sugar. You can still do it. You know what I mean? Are you really getting stronger? Are you really, is your fitness and health going to be, or is your muscle and everything just deteriorating because you're not eating enough? You know, are you training hard? You know, like, so that's what else I would, I mean, are you doing all that stuff? Or do you believe now that you can be unstoppable in the world? Like, that's what I would want to ask you.
What about, what do you feel, what if this is someone who's like, you know, they've done this for, I don't know, 5-6 months and it's been over a year, transmitting information, and they've kept it off and it's worked for them. I mean, what do you tell, like, what about those people? Do you feel like it's still an issue?
No, I mean, it's good, but they know as soon as they stop taking it, the hunger and everything comes back. I've talked to every single person that stopped taking it, mm-hmm. and their hunger came back instantly.
Yeah.
So if you have enough money to keep spending on that monthly thing for the rest of your life, go get it. You know what I mean? But then there's people out there that don't have enough money to go get that shot, mm-hmm. or some places have ran out of it. And then what? Then that you like. Then what happens if it's not there? Do you now are in a panic? You don't believe that you can do it on your own.
So I will say. So I've done it for a month now.
Mm.
Well, actually, my last shot. So I did it for 4 weeks. Last one was the last week. And this is my personal experience. All right. So my personal experience. I don't even know what it was called. It wasn't Ozempic. It was some other, there's some million of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I personally felt like, I mean, I guess it helped me. I don't really know, to be honest, because I feel like I was still doing the same things. Like, I lost weight, but I was also losing weight before that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eating, because the thing is, I still don't, I guess the difference was, I don't even know if there was much of a difference, because I still was eating like I was eating before. Like, I wasn't eating junk, but I was still eating less. I would honestly, in my opinion, I lost the same amount of weight doing the shot for a month than when I was just doing it without it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I can see where people are like, oh, this is awesome. Because, I mean, it is kind of like a magic pill, I guess, so to speak, right?
Yeah. I mean, it makes you help. It craves the, it cures the hungers and you get fuller. And, like, it does. Like, I've seen people do it, and I see people, like, when they take their shot, talking, like, 3 or 4 days, they feel it, and then right before, like, 2 days they're supposed to take it again, all of a sudden they're kind of hungry, and it's like, well, yeah, because you've been in a calorie deficit those last 4 days,
yeah.
And if you have been training, sooner or later your body's going to have to catch up, and that's why then they up your dosage, right? So then it lasts a little bit longer, you know what I mean? So that's what...
Well, so that's why I decided not to do it, because for me it was a wash. I felt like it was the same with or without it. Personally, again, I don't know the differences for other people, but for me, it was like, I think, and honestly, I'd rather spend that money somewhere else.
Dude, so, you hit that right on the head. That's what I'm saying.
So, man. I was like, well, it's like, I felt, I was like, well, I was doing this before. If I'm being 100% honest, I felt like I was losing more weight without it.
Well, like, you just think of, like, our coaching program, for instance, out there, and I'm not promoting the coaching program, but it's like, people are willing to pay that much money for something like that, you know? And it's like, man, you have somebody that will literally, like, want to care truly about you every step of the way, that's experienced it, that struggles with it, that struggles with the same thing of, like, the snacking and stuff like that, where we can come up with plans. That, the thing is this is hard. Like, and you know, like, and everybody's always just like, oh, I feel like I'm injured here. Yeah, transformation, you are an athlete. Okay, like, when it comes down to this and you are working out, just because you're not in a professional level doesn't mean you're not an athlete. Like, you're still an athlete. And you know what? Your body is going to hurt. Like, that's the thing, is you're going to be sore. It doesn't matter how fit you get. You get tired. You get hurt. And you got to fight through it sometimes. There's a huge difference between being hurt and being injured. Like, they ask athletes all the time in the NFL, NBA, hey, how are you feeling? It's like, oh, everybody's hurt at this time of year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the truth. Like, and, you know, my knees hurt, my foot hurts, my elbow hurts. Like, that stuff all hurts, but that's just part of it. And it's always going to hurt. I'm never going to be like, dude, I mean, there'll be times where I feel a little bit better than normal, right? But the way you go about it in transformation and working out every day, you're going to be sore. There's going to be problems.
Oh, I think there's something to be said on the mental side of that too, because there's going to be days where you don't want to get out of bed, or there's days where you don't want to go to the gym. Mentally, you're just like,
yeah,
oh, so I'm just tired. I don't feel like it. Dude, that happened to me the other day. I was like, on Saturday, I was like, I was not feeling it. I was supposed to run, do my run. I ran a mile. I was like, you know what? I ran a mile. I'm just glad I did that. I got it in.
Yeah, exactly. Like the same with like the Peloton ride, and everyone's always just like, oh man, that the seat. Like, it just blows me my mind. Like, I just can't ever like really bike or anything because the seat just hurts my butt. Okay, then be fat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, it's just like, I just don't want to do it because it literally hurts like this. And it's like, man, we are just so like society. And that's why I also just like with the shot and stuff, it's like, man, sometimes just trying doing the hard things and just mustering up and going to bed hungry. Like you're going to have to lose weight. You're going to have to go to bed hungry. I'd rather fight that because those are wins for me. Those are little tiny things that help me build belief when life gets hard. Like or a tragic thing happens, it doesn't matter if I'm taking a shot or not. I want to be mentally prepared and know that I've been able to overcome. And that's what that does for me. And that's what we try to tell people all the time is like, that's why we do it. And you got to get uncomfortable. And you know what? That's one of the things is when you're doing this and you want to lose weight, you're just going to have to go to bed hungry sometimes.
Dude, we were talking about this the
way
it
is. Yeah.
You have to be, you're going to be uncomfortable. That's just the way.
Yeah. Dude, you're not going to lose weight by being like, man, I feel full all the time. If you take that thing, yeah, that's what it's probably going to do. But it's like, then what? How does that train you and set you up for life? You know, and that's what I want to. That's what I kind of think. And when I see somebody like that promoting it like the way he is, it's just like, dude, come on, man! Like that's not inspiring anybody.
Sounds like you need to unfollow whoever that person is.
I did.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, of course I did. But I just like I unfollowed them real quick,
dude.
Well, like they just lose all credibility to me. Like. I don't know, and I shouldn't say all credibility. It's just
doing it that way, they did. I mean, and the thing is, I'm sure they're going to still have. Like, I mean, he's got his own, you know, to each their own, right? Like, I don't know, the specific person or anything about them, but they're going to do what they want, and as long as you know, that's why it's important to stay on your own journey and your own path because, you know, what works for you, and you know what you know, integrity, whatever you have, dude, but. Going back to the old, like, you know, we're talking about being uncomfortable working out. Dude, it just reminded me, and you used to say this a lot. You do still say this a lot, but like, working out is hard, dude. Eating healthy is hard, but freaking being 100 pounds overweight is even harder.
Yeah. Like, you know, like.
Like your joints hurting, that's hard.
Yeah. 50 pounds overweight and your knees hurting and stuff like that, that's hard. It's just like, it's hard to look at your kid and, okay, let me just literally get it even a little bit harder. Your kid coming to ask you to play with them and you can't play with them because you can't fucking move. Like, that's hard. You know what I'm saying?
You're lazy and tired.
Yeah, you're lazy. You're too tired. Like, and your kid is freaking crushed because you wouldn't want to take care of yourself enough to be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the COVID shot. I'm not going to be, like, all into this stuff or whatever. But everybody used to say, like, hey, I'm going to take care. I do it because I do it for my family. I take care of my family and I care about them because that's why I'm doing it. Well, then why wouldn't you take care of yourself physically then? Why would you let yourself go like that? If it's so important for you to take that shot and you want to get on people for not taking it because and act like they don't care, well, then you don't care either about you physically like going to the gym and taking care of your weight or anything. And I'm not saying whether you should take the vaccine or not take the vaccine. What I'm saying is pick your freaking, if you're going to pick your battle with that and say like people don't care about them or you don't care about your family and I'm keeping my family safe. Well, dude, if you're not healthy and you're overweight, and we've been talking about this lately, we've had people that we know, we have friends that we know that are dying, people having heart failures and everything else, won't get in shape. Don't care, but they want to keep their family safe to go do an easy thing because it is an easy thing to get a needle just stuck in you and boom, there it is, and I'm protecting people, supposedly. But guess what? You're actually not, because if you're not healthy and you're overweight, you're not protecting anybody in your family. You're not protecting anybody that cares about you. You're not doing anything for anybody. So that's what that's the harsh reality of it. And I used to be that guy. Like, seriously, you know what I mean? I'd be worried. I call Corey and I'm worried about some of our friends because they won't get their shit together. Like, come on, dude. And if you're listening to this and you feel like you're not, that's why we're doing this. We're not doing this. We don't do this podcast. Say, oh yeah, we got a freaking podcast. We do this podcast because we care about people getting healthy. And I literally feel like there's a very rarity of people that preach exactly what transformation is all about. And that's what we bring to the table, because I got damn wisdom because I've lived it. I'm not trying to preach something that I'm not, you know. I used to be over 400 freaking pounds myself. And this is why I tell, this is why I do what I do, because I want people to know the wisdom. You can find all the damn knowledge you want, all these simple little things you want, all these things that'll say what to do. But I'm going to give the nitty gritty of it, of like, this sucks sometimes. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do emotionally. But then I also know what it does for you mentally, and what it does for you, the way you approach life, the way you approach situations, and what's on the other side of it. Because literally, I was at rock bottom, didn't care about life, didn't care about anything. And what it's done for my life is just unbelievable. And it's not because of a freaking number on the scale. It's about all the things that we talk about when it comes to this. And that's ultimately why we do this. So it just, decide what you want, man. Like, stop just making every damn excuse in the book and figure it out.
Boom.
Boom, dude.
Did you just drop the mic?
I did just drop the mic. It's Truth Bomb Tuesday, but it will be Wednesday that it comes out, you know?
Nice, dude. I don't
know. And I know that, like, some people can't lose weight, and some people lose weight at a slower thing. And it really is frustrating when you can gain 2 pounds because you were pretty good on plan during the week, and then you're like, gosh, I was so good. How the heck did the scale go up 2 pounds? And you really were pretty good. And then you're even better, though, of staying off plan, and you don't lose 2 pounds. I get it. That's so frustrating, because it's like, how can I gain 2 pounds in a week, but I can't lose 2 pounds in a week, and I'm even better the other way? Like, you know what I mean? I get that. That sucks. But guess what? I embrace that kind of a sucky opportunity than the other ways around. And like I said, choose what you want. Choose that I can't play with my kids. Like, I just think about, like, my knees and stuff like that. And with Braden and stuff, that's all I think about. I'm like, man, I just got to get these joints up, because I want to be able to run. I want to be able to play catch with him. I want to be able to do all the things that I want to do with him, and him not have to worry about if his dad's going to be able to do it because his knees hurt.
Yeah. Well, you also had, you had knee issues before you were heavy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
still, it doesn't help.
Yeah. I'm going to do everything in my power. Like, I want every single force field that I have to make it the best it can be, you know? That's what I'm saying. Like, so if, like, you're important with your health, that's what I always say about the vaccine. And back in the day, it's like, everyone's like, oh, I want to do that to be safe and everything. Then do everything. If that's what you believe, then do everything then. Then get as healthy as you can be so you can fight it. One of the best things, if you are a believer of the vaccine or whatever, one of the best things you can do too is be as healthy as heck for COVID. Like, or flu, or anything you want to call it. You know what I mean? Like, to deal with sickness, you want to be healthy. And do we know people that get sick that are healthy? Yes, we do. And not make it? Yes, we do. That does happen. Yes, we're not dumb. But I'd rather be the best that I can be when that moment comes, not when it doesn't, and then sit there and go, what if?
Yeah. You know, it's so crazy because, you know, I think on the scale of age, we're still relatively young, right? We're both 40, basically. Yeah. And a buddy of mine, a teammate of mine, Bruce touched on this just a little bit ago, but we're just thinking about this. Like, we're still young. You know, we have young kids. You know, I have a daughter in high school, a daughter in elementary school. Bruce got the baby B, and he's little still.
Yeah.
And a teammate of mine, he just, a couple weekends ago, I heard from his wife. She messaged me on social media and was like, hey, this is my buddy. He's like, he was in the hospital. He had to go to the hospital because he had heart failure. He's 38 years old, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he literally, exactly. He could have died. And he was in there over the weekend. And now he's
a great dude.
Dude, good dude. Great. I mean, now he is unhealthy. I'm just going to be straight up honest. Like, he still eats like he's a football player, and he's not. And that's one thing that I'm still working on today and getting better. But, I mean, I would dare say he's over 400 pounds, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, great dude. But anyways, I messaged him, and I was like, bro, we are too young, and our kids are too young, too little for us to be looking like we're football players still and eating like we're football players. Like, we can't be doing that. He has to wear a vest now, dude, like a life vest.
Jeez.
His heart is only performing at 20% right now. And he has to wear it's like a life vest thing that shocks his heart back into rhythm if it goes out of whack.
Jeez.
And I don't know how long he has to do that. And he's got to work, like, take all this medication. And, you know, I text him. I wasn't like a jerk or anything, but I came from a place of love, dude, because like Bruce says, like, you got to be healthy for your loved ones, for your family, like, for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Bruce has talked about this many times on the plane, right? You if you have the oxygen mask comes on, you're supposed to put it on yourself before you help somebody else, because if you can't help yourself, you can't help anybody else.
No, you can't.
And so, I mean, I feel for my buddy. He's got a young family. His oldest is 7, and then the youngest is like a year. He's got 4 kids.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, bro. So I sent him a text, you know, from love. I was like, hey, man, when you're ready, I said, you're all ready to go. Let's go, dude. It's time to, you know, we gotta do this, because you're young, dude. Your family's young. You're a young family. Like,
yeah, you just gotta
be doing that.
Yeah, and he's just got it for himself. See what life has to offer you, dude. He doesn't even know what life can offer him. You know, like his belief of like what he could do in this world is so low, mm-hmm. and especially when it gets like that, it does. I mean, you just think career wise, you pursue a career by what you do in life. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, and to be honest, he actually was on a great track for his career. But yep. I mean, this is a big. I hope for his sake, this is kind of an eye opening. I think we've all had those eye opening experiences, exactly. And I hope for him, this is the case. But you know, and
now it's only just 2 choices, right? It's either go up or go down. That's it.
Literally, like down in the ground, bro.
Yeah.
But
so, well, that's it for today, guys. And if you like the show, make sure you like and follow it. And
May 31st.
Oh yeah, May 31st, we have our pickleball tournament.
It's the LTL.
Like, we're just having an LTL event, Arizona local meetup event. Even if you're not an LTL, come. Me and Corey will be there. Corey will be signing autographs 10 minutes before. It's a $10 fee.
False.
Just kidding. But he will be there. I know people have asked if he's going to be there, and he is going to be there.
Yeah, if you want
to. If you want to lose to me and Corey, then go ahead and come, because he's already my partner.
Listen, you want to go doubles, you can lose to me in the Ficin, you're more than welcome. Don't be crying when we beat you. You want to go singles, 1v1, I'd be more than happy to do that too.
Yeah.
Get a little extra steps in there.
Just get ready.
I will make you run. I can make you run, no problem.
So, on that note, we're out, and until next time.
Peace out.